Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Sivan of Yosef, as well as for a continued foolish name of David Meir ben Mendel. Today's daf is Ksubas Taf Tzadi Gimel. We left off with the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph. Today's going to be the last day of in-person daf for a while, unfortunately or fortunately. So Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 days. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm going to be in Los Angeles. It's very hard to give shiur at 7:05 in the morning, New York time, from Los Angeles. That's 4:05 in the morning over there. And I'm very dedicated to this shiur, but not that dedicated. So I'm not going to be waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to give shiur. But I will, Bez Hashem, record to the chat, and we'll figure it out. Maybe if you want, like Motzei Yontif, maybe we could do something live. I could probably work that out, but it'll be a little later. You know, it'll be late for you. Like maybe you could do 11 to 12 at night or something like that, or even maybe 10 to 11 at night. I'll text the chat, see if there's people who want to do that. Maybe Motzei Yontif, we could do like a couple of Dapim or something like that. Motzei Yontif. But I will be back with Hashem in person next Friday morning. So we'll be back in person next Friday morning. Okay. Daf Tzadi Gimel says the Mishnah. A guy was married to three wives, and all of them had ksuba on the same day, as opposed to the next mission is going to be three wives that have ksuba on three different days. But these all three women collect their ksuba on the same day. V'meis, he dies. Ksubasha shelzu manim, shelzu masayim, shelzu shloshmios. So one person's ksuba is 100, one person's ksuba is 200, and one person's ksuba is 300. Ve'ein shav elamanis. If there's only $100 in the estate, cholkin bishava. All three of them split the ksuba exactly the same amount. $33.33 for one, $33.33 for two, $33.33. Now, here's where it gets a little more complicated. Hayusham masayim. Let's say there's $200 there. How do you split $200 if one woman is entitled to 100? One's entitled to 200, one's entitled to 300. So I would have said, one person gets, well, I don't know what I would have said. Hayusham Masayim, so it goes like this. Hayusham Masayim, so Shalmana Noteles Chamishim, the one who gets a ksuba of 100 gets 50. You're going to have to wait till the Gemara to see why this is. It's because the second woman said to the first woman, I don't want to have anything to do with you. So I'm going to allow you to collect half, but then the next two, the one who has 200 and 300, they split the second half of the first 100. That's the way that goes. The second one gives up her right. We'll see. The Gemara's going to talk about it. Gemara's going to give a few answers to how to explain this. Only two. Hayusha, Masayim, if they were $200, Shelmanan to tells Chamishim, the one who gets a ksuba of 100 gets 50. Shel Masayim, Vishal Shloshmios, Shlosh and Lush sells of. The one of 200 and 300 each splits 75. Three golden dinars, which is 25 each. So it's a total of 75. So the one with 200 gets 75, and the one with 300 gets 75. That's 150. And the first one gets 50. That's the 200. The Gemara is going to explain why that is. Hayusham Shlosh Meos, if there was 300 bucks, so that's a little easier to divide. Shelmana notelas chamishim, the one who got 100 gets 50. Shel masayim mana, the one 200 gets 100. Shel shlosh meos shisha shel zav, the one with 300 gets 150. So everybody gets exactly half of what they deserve. The 100 gets 50, the 200 gets 100, and the 300 gets 150. Although it's not because each of them gets half. It happens to work out that way, but the Gemara is going to explain why they get what it is. It's a little bit more complicated in terms of the Cheshbon, but it ends up being the same thing. It's like, you know, math problems you can do in two different ways. The Gemara decides to do this one in the more complicated way. But anyway, here we go. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. V'chein shel shitil l'kis. Similarly, if three people go into business, upikaso ahosiru, and the business makes money or loses money, kachem cholkin, the same divisions would apply. Like if one gave, let's say there's 600, so one gave 100, one gave 200, one gave 300, they invested $600 in the business, they split it this way too. Each one gets half of what they split it, of what they put in. Or proportionally, they give that, as opposed to if there was less, so then they give according to this schedule. They get according to this schedule. So the Gemara is going to speak about that as well.
The most simple explanation doesn't seem to be here, though.
What?
To me, it's, okay, so the guy, 50...
Proportion.
Yeah, so he's one-third of the third guy, and that's, you know, divided by
six. Well, he's not one-third. Divided
by
six, and then I would have said the first one gets one-sixth,
right.
Second one gets two-sixths, and the third one gets three-sixths. That's what I would have said. It's not what it says. Correct. Well, in the third case, does it work out like that? In the third case, there was 300. In the third case, it does work out like that, Avi. In the third case, it works out exactly right. No? Because you split it into six portions. The first one gets 1/6. Second one gets 2/6. Second one gets 3/6. So in the third case, it does work out that way. But in the first two cases, you're right. It doesn't. So that's the question. That's the question. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shelmane no telas chamishim. So the Gemara is, the Mishnah is asking on the case of where you had 200. Exactly our question, Avi. Except it doesn't actually exactly, the Gemara doesn't say what we said. But the Gemara still doesn't like this division of the first one gets 50 and the second two gets 75 each. The Gemara doesn't like that division. It should be of the first 100, since all, this is the way the Gemara views this issue. All three of them have rights to the first $100. So if all three of them have rights, shouldn't the first $100 be split 33, 33, 33, like we did in the first case? So the first 100 should be 33, 33, 33.
That's because the lowest owed is 100.
Yes, exactly. Shelmana no telos chamishim, tlasin utlasa, tlasin utlasa vitilsahu de isla. Really, she should only collect 33 and a third from that, because she's fighting with the other two guys on the first 100. So why does she get 50? She should get 33 and a third out of that, and each of them should split the first 100 three ways. That's the way the Gemara views it out. The Gemara views it is that in the first 100, all three of them have rights. In the second 100, two out of the three of them have rights. And in the third 100, only the third woman has rights. That's the way the Gemara views it. Okay, so Amar Shmuel, Bikoseves balas masayim la balas mana dinu dvarim ainli imach b'mana. Okay, so this mitigates it a little bit. We're talking about a case where the girl owed the 200 ksuba, tells the girl owed the 100 ksuba, I don't want to have any part in your chelek. I'm not going to divide. So you get 50 because I'm withdrawing myself from rights to the first for the first 100 with you. But I'm not withdrawing myself from rights with the 300. So I still get to fight with the 300 person in the first mana. But I'm not going to fight with you in the first mana. So the first woman gets 50. And now me and the other woman, that's what the Rishonim explained. You have to add in a little bit. So the 200 and the 300 split the other 50 of the first 100. Each of them takes 25 of that 50. And then in the second 100, they each get 50. That's the way we view it. Right, that's what they ask. That's what they ask. That's the Rishonim ask, and they give some kind of the Ritva asked that question, and he says that somehow he's only withdrawing his fight from the first lady, but he's not withdrawing his fight from the second lady. So something like that, which is difficult to understand, I admit, but that's what they say. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, wait, if it's true that we're talking about a case where the Balas 200 tells the Balas 100 that I have nothing to do with your Chelek, Ema Seifa, but how are you going to explain the Seifa? What does it say there? What does it say? Shel Masayim Shel Shloshmios Shel 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 Zav, that the 300 and the 200 each get 75. Each get 75. If the second one has said she wants out, now they're each splitting 50 from the first mana, and the second mana, they also split it. Why? Why does Tamala, since this is the 300 girl, should say to the 200, this is a little bit like the question we just said, Hasalakta nafshach mineh. Why are you collecting anything from the first 100? You withdrew. So the Gemara says, no. Right, I jumped the gun a little bit in my explanation. It's based on this line that I just said. Mishum to amrullah, the 200 girl can say to the 300 girl, yes, I withdrew my chelik from the first lady, but I didn't withdraw my chelik from you. Mishum to amrullah, midinu dvarim hu desake nafshay. I said I'm not going to fight with the first lady, but not that I'm not going to get any. I didn't give her over my portion. I said I'm not going to demand from her my portion, but I didn't give her my portion. I'm still entitled to my equal portion, and therefore she gets to fight with the owner of the 300 from that. Says the Gemara, Hayusham Shlosh Meos. Now, what was the case of the 300? So if there was 300, so then we said, the first lady gets 50, the second lady gets 100, and the third lady gets 150. Says the Gemara, Shel Masayim, the girl who gets the 200 ksuba, since we're saying the Mishnah is talking about a case where the 200 girl said to the 100 girl that I'm withdrawing, so, same question. Shivim v'chamisha hu de'isla. Right? The second lady should have only gotten 75, not 100, because she withdrew from the first 100. Says the Gemara, same thing. Amar Shmuel, b'kosevas balas shlosh meos, the 300 girl said l'balas masayim l'balas maneh, the 300 girl said to the 200 girl, and the 100 girl, dinu dvarim ein li machem b'maneh, I'm not taking any chelik of the maneh, and that's why the first maneh is split evenly between the 100 girl and the 200 girl, and in the second maneh, where the 100 girl doesn't have, so then the 200 girl and the 300 girl split it evenly. Each one takes 50 of the second maneh. And in the third maneh, only the 300 girl gets to collect the whole thing. So that's how the Gemara gets to the money again. So the 300 and 200 girls say to the 100 girl, we're not going to have anything to do with you in that thing. So each one gets 50 of the first 100, and in the second 100, number 2 and number 3 split, and in the third 100, number 3 gets the whole thing. That's one answer. One second. That's one answer. And the Gemara gives another answer, which makes it not so much simpler. Let's see the second answer. That's one answer. Rabbi Yaakov min ha'pakod mishmei de Ravina Amar. Rabbi Yaakov min ha'pakod has a different answer. Reisha b'shtei tfisos v'sefer b'shtei tfisos. The Reisha and the Sefer are talking about where the money was inherited to them at two different times. The money came at two different times. So they split it up at two different times. They grabbed Metaltalin two different times, and each time they came to Bezdin. What's the story? Reisha b'shtei tfisos. So the first case where they left over 200, there was $200 left over, right? We're not talking about the case of the 100. That's obvious, right? It's 30, 30, 33, 33, 33. So Reisha means really the second case, right? Because that's the one we had a problem with. So Reisha was where there was $200 left over. What did the Mishnah say? The first girl got 50, and then the second two each got 75 each. That's what we said. So how do we get to that? B'shtei tfisos. Dinaflu shivim v'chamisha v'chad zimna. The first time, 75 fell. Oh, 75, each of them gets a third, which is 25. And the second time, me'av esen v'chamisha b'chad zimna, and then 125 fell the second time. So of that 125, so the 100 girl, the 100 girl already got 25, so she only has a mortgage on 75 of that. So of that 75, she gets 25, a third of that 75. So she only has a lien on 75 of it because she already collected $25. So she only has a lien on 75 of that. So on that 75, they each split one third, one third, one third. So she gets 50. And on the other 50, the other two ladies split it evenly. And that's how you get to it. Yechab. Should I say it again? This one I actually understand, so I can say it again. Right? The first 75, all three of them split evenly. On the second 125, the first girl only has a she, but on the 75, the three of them split that evenly. So the first girl gets 25 of that, so she ends up with 50. And the next two get 25 of that, so they each now are up to 50. And then they each split the other 50 also, so they each get 75. Okay? But the sefer is also b'shtei tfisas. At least this logically makes a little bit more sense, that they each split evenly what they're supposed to split. And sefer is b'shtei tfisas, d'naflu shivim v'chamishim v'chad zimna, 75 fell the first time, masayim v'esrim v'chamishim v'chad zimna, and it's 225 on the second time. So it's the same, you do the math, it's the same thing. The first one's going to end up with 50, the second one with 100, and the third one with 150, because they each split only the amount that they have rights to after the first split. After the first split. Okay. Tanya learned in a brisa, Zu Mishnas Rabbi Nasa. All of this is the opinion of Rabbi Nasa. Rabbi Omer, Ein ani roi dvar Rabbi Nasa, Be'elu, Ela, Cholkin b'shave. Avi, not quite your suggestion, but he says, all of them have rights to all of it, and they just split everything evenly. Right? They're all three of them. All three of them. In other words, what this opinion holds is, against the Mishnah, that each of them have rights on everything until they collect all of the money. So at the end of the day, even if there's $300, each of them gets 100. Because the first girl has rights to 100, the second girl has rights to 100, and the third one has rights to 100. So if there's $300, they split the 300 evenly. That's another way of looking at it. Right? Why should one girl suffer just because the other one has a bigger ksuba? That's what Rabbi Nasan, that's what Rabbi said. Ain't any roi dvarsha Rabbi Nasan. Ela cholkin b'shava. They always split it evenly. Says the Mishnah.
No matter who got married first.
No. We said it's the cases where all the ksubas were dated the same day.
Wasn't that that?
And they see it. They all got married the same day. A lot of chasnas got married the same day. They all got married the same day. We're going to see in a second. Yeah. He had six wives or something. Yeah. V'chein shlosha she'itilu. Also, if three girls or three men go into business together, each of them puts a different amount of money in the business, and the business makes 100, or makes 200, or makes 300, they'd split it up the same way. Amar Shmuel, Shnayim Shitilu L'Kis, Zeman of Zem Asai. If two guys go into business, one guy puts in 100 in the business, one guy puts in 200, Haschar L'Emsa, they split the proceeds evenly, because we say that even though one put more money in the business, one put less in the business, the intention is they should split it evenly. Says the Gemara, what? Why is that so? Amar Rabba. Mistavra Milson de Shmuel. Mistavra Milson de Shmuel. By the way, I didn't even wish everybody a good morning this morning. That's bad. Amar Rabba. So good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Chaim, Yisrael Moshe, Gershon Eitan, Svika, Chanacherach, and Jeremy. Amar Rabba. Mistavra Milsa de Shmuel be Shar Lacharisha of Omid Lacharisha. So Rabba says, Shmuel's words make sense if the business was they bought an ox for plowing and it's actually going to plow. That's what it's going to be used for in the business. Because the logic is like this. Since I need your chalik as much as you need my chalik, I can't plow one iota without your chalik. Even though I only own a third, I invested a third and you invested two thirds. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, we split the proceeds evenly because I can't do a third of the plowing without your two thirds. I can't do anything without your thirds. However, Aval, b'shar l'charisha v'omid l'tvicha, if they purchased it for plowing, but now the cow got, the ox got fattened up, and there's going to be some really geschmack steaks out of this ox, and we realize we can make more money in the thing by selling it for its meat as opposed to selling it for plowing. Now, when you sell it for its meat, so I could sell my chelik without you. I could get my steaks. If it's talking about splitting up the animal, I could cut off my piece of the animal without your piece. So then we split it by the amount of money that we have invested in. So it depends what kind of business venture it is. If we both need each other evenly, we split the proceeds. But if when splitting that, I could take my chelik and I don't need your chelik for my chelik, so then we split it based on the money. Even if they're splitting it up, since initially they went into this for plowing, which is an even kind of a deal, even though we ended up changing the deal along the way, we still split it up the way we went into it initially. Says the Gemara, Macy they, wait a minute, it's against our Mishnah. Shnaim Shitil, actually, it's not our Mishnah, it's a Brisa, which is almost like our Mishnah. Macy, Shnaim Shitil, Lekis, it's a Brisa. Shnaim Shitil, Lekis, two people went into business. Zeh Manav, Zeh Masayin, Haschai Emtsa, right? That's the, right, a Brisa, Mamish, my love. Says, well, no. Who says it's talking about that kind of case where it was made for shechting? Maybe the only reason we split in the middle is because it's a case of, like Rabbi said, that if it's made for plowing, since I need you and you need me evenly, so we're going to split it evenly. Says, well, what? You mean to tell me this Bryce says that would hold like Rabbah, that if it ended up that they shechted it for its meat, you're going to tell me you would split it based on the money they put in? But look at the end of the Bryce. At the Tani Sefer, when the Bryce wanted to quote you a case where they split according to their money, Lokach Zebish Elo. When the Bryson was looking for a case of where they split it based on the investment, that's if one guy bought his own oxen and the other guy bought his own oxen, different amounts. One guy bought four oxen, one guy bought six, and then they got mixed up. So then, then they split it according to the money they invested. But why'd you run to that case? If it's really true that even by the case where they invested together, but if they ended up shechting it, it would be according to their money. Why didn't the Gembraisa quote that case as the difference? With look, we're listening to Bedida. Bamed v'amamurim b'shal l'charisha v'amad l'charisha. Abo b'shal l'charisha v'amad l'tficha zen ol tufim osa zel tufim osa. From the fact that it didn't say that, sounds like the halach is not like that. Says the Gemara, hachi nami kama. No, that's exactly what the Braisa meant. Bamed v'amamurim, when do we say they split evenly only b'shal l'charisha v'amad l'charisha? Abo b'shal l'charisha v'amad l'tficha. But if it was made for, if it's any kind of a business dealing, which they could have split evenly, like Nasa Kemisha, Lachim Zemishlov, Zemishlov, and this Arvu, Zenotin Moses, Zenotin Moses. It's like a case of where each one bought their own oxen separately and they got mixed up. So therefore, you would split it according to the investment. Any case where I don't need your chelik and you don't need my chelik and the chalakim were really separate chalakim, so then, like in that case, my oxen could have done stuff on their own, and your oxen could have done stuff on their own. So they just happened to have gotten mixed up. So in such a case, they will collect based on the investment, similar to a case of where we shechted the animal, where we could split it up according to the investment.
Isn't it just the difference between like payros versus karam? Like if they both, one gave a third, one gave two thirds, and then it produces, right? So like it plows, so then production of heroes gets split evenly, but
exactly.
They own the asset separately. So when
yes.
They dispose of the asset, then they take the money they put in.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So Chaim is saying it in a different way, that the issue here is whether or not we're splitting up the initial keren or whether we're benefiting from the produce. That you're saying, if we're splitting up the initial keren, then we have to split it up the way we invested. But if it's based on what it produces, then it's going to be 50-50. That's what you're suggesting. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Correct. Says the Gemara, Tanan, but now let's quote our Mishnah and see, does our Mishnah agree? Tanan, v'chein shlosha sheitu l'kis. Right. What did the Mishnah say in the last line? If three guys invest in a business, pichso osir kachin cholkin. So you follow the division of the Mishnah. So that's not. You follow the division of the Mishnah. My love, pichsu mamish, hosir mamish, that the business dealings made money. So this is against Shmuel. Shmuel said we split it. Amram Nachum Amram Ravua, lo hosiu lo. No, it doesn't mean where the business is exactly like Chaim just said. No, it doesn't mean where they bought a business deal and the business ended up growing or losing. It means the actual coins themselves changed. So it wasn't that the business made money, it's the actual Karen itself that changed. And that's why they don't just split it, exactly as Chaim said. Hosiru zuze chadate, that they exchanged these coins for newer coins, which was worth more, or pichasu istira detzonisa, that the money that they went, the coins, became out of use, so the actual coins were a problem. The Rishonim say that Rashi says they ended up having to use the coins like as a refuah, like a band-aid. You couldn't use the coins as coins anymore. And therefore, everyone has to, since it's the Karen, exactly as Chaim said, each guy has to split the actual money that they put in. Says the Mishnah, let's just do the last Mishnah. We'll just do the Mishnah, and probably tomorrow's daf, I'll probably review the Mishnah again. But let's do the Mishnah as part of today's daf. Oh, so now, Chaim, we're going to talk about a case of where they got married on different days. The last Mishnah was, how do you divide it up if they got married on the same day? But now we're talking about, no, one got married in January, one got married in February, or March and April, or 2021, 22, 23, 24. Says the Mishnah, Misha inasa arbanashim. And each one's ksuba is a different time. Vames. So, harishona kodem is l'shniyah. So then it's different. The first one first collects her entire ksuba because she has a document that's dated earlier, so she gets to collect her whole thing before the second one gets anything because she has a prior claim. She has a previous claim. And the Rishona Nishbas L'Shnia, when the first one collects, so the halacha is any woman who comes to collect the ksuba while her husband's not alive, so she has to swear to the Yisomim. If she's collecting from the Yisomim, she has to swear that daddy didn't already pay me this ksuba. So she swears to the second one that I never collected anything. Ushniya l'shlishis, and when the second one collects, she has to swear to the third one. Ushlishis the revius. The revius doesn't have to swear to anybody. The revius, since she's the last one and everyone already got paid, nifras shalo b'ksuba. What do you mean? Doesn't every woman collecting ksuba have to swear to the Yisomim? So Rashi writes, we're talking about the case where the Yisomim were already over bar mitzvah, and this Tana holds that you only have to swear only to Ketanim and not to Gedolim. As the Gemara is going to list in tomorrow's daf, that's going to be one opinion, that you don't swear if the kids are already over bar mitzvah. We'll see why in the Gemara. Benana Somer, so all of this is Tana Kama. Benana Somer. Exactly, he disagrees. V'chim ipnei she'hi achrona niskeres afi lo tipar el b'shuah. No, she's got to swear also. She's got to swear also. The Gemara is going to explain what Benanis and Tanakama are arguing about. Hayu yotzos kulan biyom echad. Let's say all four ksubas were dated on the same day. But they were dated different hours in the day. Oh. 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Same deal. Even though they're dated the same day, if they're dated different hours in the day, same halacha, the first one gets first. Bekach hayu kosim biYushalayim shaos. In Yushalayim, the minhag was to write the ksubas even the hour of the day. Hayu kol yos b'shaa achas. However, if they're all written for 10 o'clock in the morning, the ein sham elamana cholkos b'shave. So then they divide evenly. Okay, Rabbi said, we will stop here. Tomorrow night, so what I'm going to try to do, I'm flying tomorrow night, an hour after Shabbos. So I hope that I'll have time today to learn tomorrow's daf and record tomorrow's daf. On the small chance that that doesn't happen, on the large chance that that doesn't happen, I have yeshiva today and whatever, there's a lot going on. So maybe what I'll do is, if I don't get a chance to learn it and record it today, which is likely, I will learn it over Shabbos, but I'll probably just record it at some point tomorrow night, either at the airport, on the plane, whatever, something like that. So, but I'll try to get it done so that you could have it before Sunday. I'll try something by hook or by crook. JetBlue has Wi-Fi on the plane, so I won't be able to upload it to YU Torah, but I will be able to text it to you, like not through YU Torah, hopefully, early on in the. Okay, have a great Shabbos, a good Yontif to everybody.
Rabbeinu, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Shabbat Kodesh.